Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Monday, the 30th of September 2024. Today's topic is Power of Faith Confession. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 7 verses 1 through 10. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. Verse 2. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying, that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Verse 6. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Verse 10. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. Our memory verse today is taken from Luke chapter 7 verse 7. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Faith confession is when your spoken word agrees with the written word of God, the Bible. It is saying what God says about your situation. God has said wonderful, life-changing things about His children. When we agree with His word and speak the same thing, the resultant effect is that it brings positive changes in our circumstances, academics, health, career, spiritual life, and standard of living. Saying what God says about your life brings you to heights you never dreamed you could reach. Therefore, speak victory and not defeat. Meditate on the unfailing promises of God, who said, A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruits of his mouth. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 18. Be positive with your words. Negative words attract negative things. Your words will either bring pain or pleasure. Your confession will produce life or death. Your words shape your life. Therefore, choose your words carefully before you utter them. God spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalm chapter 33 verse 9. In like manner, you possess what you confess because you are created after the image of God. Quote for the day. Speak victory and not defeat. The challenge for today is be positive in your confession. Prayer. Father, help me to always speak positive words. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.